一杯被偷偷投入伟哥的啤酒，
A beer secretly poured into Viagra.
一个窝腿搂腰后，
After a pat on the leg and a hug,
自称开玩笑的陌生人，
a stranger who claims to be joking.
一份13,000元的治安调解协议。
A peace agreement worth 13,000 yuan.
当程女士选择全额退款，
When MS Chen chose to give a full refund,
撤销调解，
withdraw the mediation,
坚持走法律程序。
adhere to legal procedures.
当官方说
When the official says,
正在进一步调查，
further investigation is underway,
这就不再是一句轻飘飘的恶作剧。
this is no longer a trivial joke.
能糊弄过去的，
can be fooled.
这是一场关于公共安全和法律底线的较量。
This is a battle about public safety and the bottom line of the law.
据荔枝新闻首发报道，
According to the first report by Legi News,
极目新闻评论跟进，
I'm news commentary follow-up.
安徽滁州的程女士在清吧消费时，遭陌生男子韩某搭讪，期间被摸腿、搂腰，监控拍下。
MS Chen from Jeju and Hue was approached by a stranger, Mr. Han, while she was shopping at King Bar, and the incident was captured on camera.
趁程女士去洗手间，
While MS Chen was in the restroom,
韩某拆开一袋 CD。
a man named Han opened a bag of Western-style food.
大飞倒进他的酒杯，
He poured the wine into his glass.
又倒满啤酒，
Pour another beer.
试图掩盖痕迹。
Trying to cover up the tracks.
程女士喝了一口，察觉
MS Chen took a sip and realized
味道不对，
the taste is wrong.
立刻倒掉报警。
Immediately call the police.
警方鉴定为 CD。
Police identified as Westside.
那非，也就是俗称的伟哥。
That's also known as Viagra.
因为不属于毒品或管制药品。
Because it does not belong to the category of narcotics or controlled drugs.
警方以没有犯罪事实为由，
Police, citing lack of criminal evidence.
不予刑事立案，转为了治安调解。
It was transferred from criminal investigation to mediation.
但程女士咨询律师后，
But after consulting the lawyer, M.S. Chen,
果断退钱撤条
，withdraw and return the money,
死磕到底。
to persevere until success.
目前她已经申请立案监督和复议复核。
Currently, she has applied for standing supervision and appeal review.
作为一个做了20多年刑事案件的律师，
As a lawyer with over 20 years of experience in criminal cases,
这个案子我反反复复看了好几遍。
I've rewatched this case several times.
说实话，
Honestly,
我心里有点堵。
I feel a bit blocked.
大家都在说涉嫌违法。
Everyone is saying that he is suspected of committing a crime.
没有人敢明确地说
No one dared to say it explicitly.
涉嫌犯罪，不是不懂法。
The act of committing a crime is not due to a lack of understanding of the law.
是犯罪。
It is a crime.
这两个字太重
，These words are too heavy.
但我不敢不说
，But I can't say it.
因为如果连律师都不敢捅破这层窗户纸
，Because if even lawyers can't break through this layer of secrecy,
公众就会真以为，哦，头尾哥不算犯罪。
The public will really think that Viagra is not a crime.
赔点钱就完了。
Lose a little money.
那才是对法治最大的伤害。
That's the biggest damage to the rule of law.
好。
Okay.
我来捅破他。
I'm going to break him.
这让我想起一部剧。
This reminds me of a TV show.
也是我最近正在追的一部电视剧，《低智商犯罪》。剧里的笨贼。
Also, the stupid criminal in the low IQ crime drama that I'm currently watching.
以为自己很聪明。
I thought I was very smart.
结果，忙活半天。
After a busy half day,
啥也没捞着。
Nothing was salvaged.
还把自己搭进去了。
He also got involved.
眼前的汗毛也很神似。
The sweat on my forehead is also very similar.
盘算的挺好。
The plan is good.
但他不知道自己投的药。
But he didn't know what medicine he had taken.
对女性根本不起那种迷晕的作用。
It doesn't have any effect on women.
可惜。
Unfortunately,
现实不是喜剧。笨。
Reality is not a comedy.
不是免责理由，认知不足。
Not a reason for claiming exemption.
更不是挡箭牌。
Not an excuse.
针对警方因药非迷药而不立案的逻辑。
Regarding the police's logic of not filing the case due to the use of drugs that are not hallucinogens.
我说三个关键判断。
I said three key points.
第一。
First,
头尾哥不是迷药。
Taking Viagra is not a drug for pleasure.
就真的没有犯罪事实吗？
Is there really no criminal fact?
大错特错。
Wrong, wrong.
韩某投药那一刻。
At the moment when Han took the medicine.
他脑子里在想什么？
What is he thinking about?
他想的是。
He thought that.
这药能让对方就范。他拆包装。
This medicine can make the other person obedient and follow my instructions.
倒药。
Reverse medicine.
倒酒掩盖，一气呵成。
Pouring wine to cover up the taste.
至于伟哥对女性实际不起作用。
As for Viagra not working on women.
那是他不知道的事儿。
That's something he didn't know.
他要是知道没用。
If he knew it was useless,
他还会投吗？
Will he still shoot?
这在刑法上叫手段。
This is called a means in criminal law.
不能犯的犯罪未遂。
Crimes that cannot be attempted.
举个最直白的例子。
Here is a straightforward example.
一个人拿一把哑枪去抢劫，扣扳机发现打不响，枪没响，钱没抢到。
A robber used a fake gun to rob a bank, but the gun didn't fire and the money wasn't stolen.
你能说他没有抢劫的故意吗？
Can you say that he didn't have the intention of robbery?
当然不能。
Of course not.
他只是选错了工具。
He just chose the wrong tool.
刑法写得很明白。
The criminal law is very clear.
已经着手实行犯罪，由于意志以外的原因。
I have already started to implement criminal punishment based on reasons other than criminal intent.
未得逞的是犯罪未遂。
The crime attempt failed.
汗毛已经着手了。
I can feel the hairs on my arms standing up.
药进了杯子，酒。
Put the medicine in the cup of wine.
端到了面前，没有得逞的原因。
The reason why the suspect was not apprehended.
是他自己都不知道的药不对症。
He didn't know that the medicine was not right for him.
这不是他主动放弃。
This is not his voluntary abandonment.
这是典型的意志以外的原因。
This is a typical case of external factors.
无论他嘴里的玩笑是真是假。
whether his jokes are true or false.
他若以为这是迷药。
If he thinks it's a sleeping potion.
那是强奸未遂。
That was an attempted rape.
他若以为这是春药指向的。
If he thinks this is a reference to aphrodisiacs.
仍是借助药物。
Still relying on medication.
使女方处于不利反抗状态。
The opposing side is in a disadvantaged and rebellious state.
这都踩在了强奸罪的门槛上。
This has crossed the threshold of rape.
第二，药没效。
The second medicine didn't work.
不代表人无罪。
It doesn't mean that someone is innocent.
西地那非是处方药，和酒精混服。
Sedatives are prescription drugs and alcohol.
可能诱发低血压。
May cause hypotension.
甚至猝死。
Even to the point of death.
未经同意投进别人杯子里，健康侵害的危险是真实存在的。
The real danger of injecting something into someone else's cup without their consent is that it can harm their health.
绝不是没迷晕。
It's not that I'm not confused.
就等于没危害。
It's equivalent to no harm.
第三。
Third.
法律绝不能陷入为结果论的泥潭。
Law should never fall into the trap of consequentialism.
警方以伟哥不是迷药为由。
Police, citing the fact that Viagra is not a drug.
不立案。
No registration.
是把客观结果当成了唯一标准。
To treat objective results as the sole standard.
忽略了主观故意。
Ignore subjective intent.
如果这逻辑成立。
If this logic is valid.
那投毒没毒死。
The poison didn't kill.
持刀没抢到。
Didn't get a weapon.
是不是都不算犯罪呢？
Is it not considered a crime?
程女士退回赔偿。
Ms. Chen returned the compensation.
拒绝私了，这份勇气。
Refuse this private job.
值得尊重。
Deserving of respect.
她做的不仅是为自己讨一个说法。
She was not only defending herself, but also trying to explain her actions to others.
更是用行动告诉每一个人公共安全的底线。
Also, it tells everyone the bottom line of public safety through action.
不能让给花钱消灾的逻辑。
Don't let the logic of spending money to ward off evil prevail.
这起案件之所以引发如此大的关注。
The reason this case has attracted so much attention is
恰恰说明每个人都心知肚明。
This clearly shows that everyone knows it.
今天杯中被投进东西的是他，明天就可能是我，是我的朋友。
Today, something was thrown into the cup, and tomorrow it might be me or my friend.
是我在意的人。
The people I care about.
安全感从来不是一个抽象的词。
Safety is never an abstract word.
他就是我们敢不敢放心地把杯子留在桌上。
He is the one we dare to leave the cup on the table.
敢不敢起身去一趟洗手间。
Can you stand up and go to the restroom?
我是珊珊。
I am Shan Shan.
以上是我基于公开报道和20多年实务经验的个人分析。
Here is my personal analysis based on publicly available information and over 20 years of practical experience.
本案具体定性。
This case is specifically defined.
最终还是要以司法机关的调查通报和法院判决为准。
Ultimately, the final decision will be based on the investigation report and court judgment issued by the judicial authorities.
我只希望这一次法律。
I only hope that this law will.
别让勇敢的人白等。
Don't let the brave people wait in vain.
本视频是由本人原创，原声真人出镜。
This video is original content created by myself, featuring a real person.
除了拍摄软件
，In addition to the shooting software,
自带的虚拟背景
，built-in virtual background,
不含其他任何 AI 制作 ，AI 生成
，not including any other AI generated, AI created.It's not about speed. For me, for my name. That's my memory of integrity. Fairness and justice is my ideal.